In the basement costume shop of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, needle and thread meet material in a moment of creation that helps bring a fresh look to characters who have lived a long theatrical life. The costumes are for I Heart Juliet. It's Romeo and Juliet as no one has ever heard before or seen before. Christina Leinecke is the costume designer for I Heart Juliet. An Illinois State University graduate, Leinecke says she began work on the costumes late last year. And after a series of production meetings with the Q Collective and director Kevin Rich, Leinecke began shaping the sartorial details of the characters.
I start with research collages of the ideas and the conversations with our director based on the inspiration that the script has given us, and then we turn that into thumbnail sketches, which become the finished costume sketches.
So there's a real process going over months and months and months.
About 6 months before we show up in Bloomington Normal to start building the costumes.
Kevin Rich is directing,
yes.
And the Q Brothers Collective wrote I Heart Juliet. This isn't your first time working with the Q Brothers.
No, I worked with them. I first met them, actually, and worked with them here on Q Gents. And then they asked me to design some corporate gigs for them, as well as redesign Othello the Remix, which was in New York this December.
That must have been very exciting for you.
It was. It was my first New York design. So that was an exciting moment for me to have work presented in one of the biggest theater capitals in our country.
Well, they're very original. They're very unique. What's it like working with them?
Oh, they are a lot of fun. We have a great rapport together. I haven't gotten to speak as directly with them on this production since Kevin is serving as director. Most of my conversation goes through him, and he has conversations with the playwrights at that point. But we have a great time brainstorming together and riffing off of one another and coming up with the best visual joke, because a lot of time we have these ideas that we get from the scripts, and we've created sort of the blueprint of how we will move forward with the design. But when we get on our feet or in rehearsal, new ideas come up all the time. And so I try to preserve a certain amount of my budget so that we can find the most functional joke or the best way to tell the story or communicate visually with the audience very quickly.
So you say joke. Mm-hmm. We are talking about Romeo and Juliet, which has kind of a downer ending.
It does.
But you guys are finding a way to work humor into this.
Yes. You know, the Q Brothers, whether they are adapting a comedy or a tragedy, there's a great deal of comedy in all that they do. One of the things I think they excel at when they're adapting a tragedy is that they find these moments to, I almost say, kick you in the gut, or it's like all of the air goes out of the room when you hit those tragedy moments, when there is a death of a character you have grown to love over the course of this play.
And the humor helps build that affection for the character, and it's just like in real life when you're just laughing with a friend and then the next minute something terrible can happen.
Absolutely. I think that's one of my favorite things about Shakespeare in general, too, is that life is neither all tragedy or all comedy. It's often both at the same time. Those moments of tragedy make us appreciate those moments of comedy, and those moments of comedy make us appreciate the depth of human feeling and emotion. So it's a real privilege to get to work with them on this, because I tend to favor humor in life as well, but to appreciate and use it as a foil for those real moments of depth of feeling and tragedy in the human experience.
Well, how do you do a visual joke through costume?
There are several examples. Some are written into the script. Like in I Heart Juliet, the Q Brothers wrote a sequence of dancing potion bottles and a dancing rug, or there is a race between a pigeon and a penguin. So those visual jokes are things I come up with. There are others where we have to kind of go through and figure out some of the costume pieces that we can give the characters to enhance what they're already doing in the script. So, for example, Tybalt is a character who retained a lot of the original Shakespeare text or meaning to his final version of the character. And so Kevin had the idea that he wanted him to be more Elizabethan in appearance, that he might be sort of that kid in the theater club in high school who lives very theatrically. He has this big dramatic cape that he wears while as everyone else is walking around in modern dress clothing, so he can gesture dramatically and live as dramatically as his character is speaking in the play.
As you're in modern dress, is this a situation where you can just go, I could do a Target run and get most of my costumes, or do you make everything from scratch?
We shop a lot of the show. I have a tendency with the different torsos that we make to shop brand new things so that I can cut them up and piece them together and make them a new thing that can go on and off very quickly as a whole character costume.
So there's a lot of deconstruction going on.
There is. We take apart a lot of things. I feel very guilty as a lover of clothes that I buy brand new things to take them apart, cut them up, and only use pieces of to make a character costume.
Let's talk about Romeo and Juliet and the costumes that you've created for them. Can you show me some of your renderings?
I would love to. All right. That's that pigeon and penguin we talked about there.
So they're people in costumes, not an actual pigeon or penguin.
Of course, they're probably going to be towards the back. There's some potion bottles. This is Juliet's sketch. She has evolved a bit from her initial costume design.
She has a little waspishness going on about her.
She does. So one of the things we wanted to explore in the differences between the two families is that the Capulets are more of a privileged country club group of people, and the Montagues are more of blue-collar workers.
So that really heightens the differences between the families and why they might be feuding.
Absolutely. And the Kew brothers provided a profession for the Montague family. They work in a fish market, the Montague family fish market. And we didn't have a profession at first for the Capulets. And so one thing I asked them to think about and create for me was a profession or a family business, so I had some idea what might motivate the Capulet clothing choices. One thing we had talked about was then the Capulet golf and yacht. So they have a golf and yacht business. You're going to see a lot of golf in Lord Capulet and in Perry. They even have golf clubs. We had this idea for a Juliet golf costume earlier, but as the script kept evolving, we didn't really need that costume anymore. So we instead, she stays in her pink dress, but we have layered a precious little pink sort of dressing robe with it for the moments that are more private or in the bedroom.
Very princessy.
Very princessy. She's mommy and daddy's little princess, but she does not wish to be a princess. So we have some more edgy accessories for her. Like she has a hot pink bralette that she wears underneath there. And then she has a white and pink studded belt with skulls on it that she wears with her pink chiffon and lace dress.
So there's a lot of really fun detail in this. Do you have a lot of fun doing that?
I do. You know, one thing I do on a Kew Brothers show that I don't do on other shows necessarily is I spend a lot of time with an embroiderer. So I have a lot of costume pieces custom embroidered for the show. For example, we're making uniform patches for any of the Montague men who have a uniform shirt on. We have their all four of their ball caps are getting a fish logo embroidered on it that was designed for the show. We have some of the Capulet things are getting golf crests and things like that put on. It's a way of sort of finishing and making them look more real and lived in rather than something we purchase just for a stage performance.
Do you have a favorite costume that you've designed?
For this show?
Yes.
I'd say so far the potion bottles have turned out to be quite entertaining. I'm very, very fond of them. When I make costumes myself, I tend to be more of a dressmaker, and I'm blessed to have such a wonderful costume crafts department who takes all of the crazy things that I design and turns them into, you know, real costume pieces. So the potion bottles are foam tabards that they put over their neck that we have decorated in bright metallic colors with holographic silver pieces to look like potion bottles, and then they get bubbles. They have helmets that are a cross between like 1960s space helmets and what pop culture thought those looked like at the time, and they'll get silver glitter antennae coming out of the top of them. So it's going to be quite entertaining. The actors all really enjoyed putting those on for the first time.
It would be nice if these costumes could live on afterwards in sort of a cosplay kind of an existence.
They might. They might. They could be used again here. On occasion, there's a rental agreement between organizations if the show gets produced somewhere else. Illinois State University may choose to rent the costumes. They may choose not to. I would love it if they had a different life here in a production at Illinois State University, because I'm just dying to see how they would use them.
Well, speaking of ISU, you did your undergraduate work here, right?
I did. I was here from 2004 to 2008, and I have a Bachelor's of Science in theatrical design and production, which has an emphasis in costume design.
So what did you learn here that you've been able to take with you that really has made a change in you and your work?
I would say that I was quite spoiled when I was here, and I didn't realize how spoiled I was to be a part of such a large program. Not every school has a program this large. They do not produce as much work. They do not have as many opportunities for students. And like many schools, though, I took advantage of all of the opportunities that were available. I really, really think that the hard work of theater was what was passed on to me here, that this is fun and it is joyful, but it is a lot of work. It is a lot of hours. If you want to make it your life's work, you need to be willing to put in the time. And some people love it and are unwilling to give that level of time commitment to it. But I think Illinois State University did a great job of preparing me for how hard I was going to have to work to make my living this way.
You know, of course, Romeo and Juliet has been with us for centuries, and there have been so many different versions of it out there. How do you think people are going to react to I Heart Juliet and its, you know, the Q Collective's take on this famous tragic romance?
I love their approach to this version of Romeo and Juliet because they emphasize the what if, the near misses. Why do we tell this story over and over again? And I think that's an important conversation to have. I like to think we have this conversation over and over again, and why it's still important is because when we allow hate and judgment to cloud the better part of ourselves, we inevitably set in motion events that could result and do result in tragedies like this one, where you wind up losing the thing you love most in the world. And in this case, it's the life of your children. It's so frustrating as an audience member, right? Because we sit there and go, oh, he dies as she wakes up. And what if there were just a few seconds longer, or she woke up a few seconds faster, but it never works that way. And audiences for centuries have been coming to see this play to relearn that lesson and have that lesson told to them again. I think what's great about I Heart Juliet, though, is with all of the humor, we get to celebrate the things about the play that we love, as well as make fun of the things about the play that we think are frustrating in the humor in the show. I would love it if this show has life beyond our festival and is produced throughout the country, because I think it's a great way to tell this story, especially to younger audiences who maybe are tired of the standard classroom version.
That's Christina Leinecke, costume designer for I Heart Juliet at the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. And now the bad news. I Heart Juliet is already sold out. However, there is a waiting list for tickets. I'm Laura Kennedy.